Welcome back, Success Academy, to our coaching Q&A session. Today is Wednesday, March 6th, 2019, and so excited to be here with you. You guys, what a week it has been. Oh my goodness, so many cool things happening in this day and this week and this month, and I just hope you're feeling some good positive vibes. Last week, I'd invited you to do a quick inventory and setting of goals new for the month, so if you haven't yet done that, or that doesn't sound familiar, I invite you to go back to last Wednesday's coaching Q&A session and just listen to the very beginning of that session. It will cue you up to that process. But just a warm welcome to you wherever you may be dialing in or webcasting in from. If you haven't yet gotten yourself focused, invite you to do that. Go ahead and log off your other distractions or email. Grab yourself something to drink and your notebook, and we'll jump in here with sharing today. But thank you. I know this isn't always the case. It's pretty quite uncommon, but occasionally I'll have a conference that I'm either participating in or speaking at that is at the same time that gets rearranged. So we do have several of you that did email in or on our Facebook account sent in some questions, so I will make sure to weave those in. If you are here live and you'd like to ask a question or share something that's up for you, what you're learning, you can do that anytime in our session by pressing the number the star sign and the number 2 on your keypad, or if you're on webcast, you can simply click the raise your hand feature on your computer. But I hope that you have registered to participate, whether live on session or on recording of the Sales Summit series. That kicked off yesterday, and you guys, it was literally like on fire. I was pumped for the whole rest of the day, literally for the afternoon into the evening. Just so much good energy that was created there talking about, and you've heard some of those concepts before if you've listened already, then you know some of those concepts around self-care, but just making the direct connection between your energy economy and your financial economy and in your personal leadership. And it's like, do I trust myself? Am I showing up for myself? I had an amazing kickoff. We maxed out my phone line, which we've never had that experience before. I mean, people can join as many as they want on the webcast, but our phone line maxes at 500 people. And we have the largest package available that you can purchase. So a lot of people obviously did get to join in via webcast as well, but we just have a very awesome energetic group that's come together. So join in on that if you haven't. It will serve you. And again, you don't have to join live. Like, I realize that for some of your days and schedules, that might not work, but you can definitely get the recording when you opt in. And that website series, again, is salessummitseries.com is the website. A lot of S's in there. Salessummitseries.com if you want to go ahead and make sure you queue that up for yourself. If you want to be an affiliate of the program and share it with your social media, your team, your office, friends, family, make the potential an affiliate link, I'd invite you to create. It takes about 30 seconds is all. My assistant, Heather, would be happy to support you. You just simply let her know that. You can email her, heather@tiffanyspeaks.com. She'll be glad to help and support you to get dialed into that. Good stuff. So just drop in and ask yourself, what's new and good? Is there something I want support with? And you guys get to go ahead and raise your hand. There's just a handful of you here with us live. I know, again, we have several questions. I'm going to start out with a few of the questions, but I'll watch the monitor. If you're here live and you have something you want to share, something you're learning, something that's coming up for you, you might be stuck, you might want to strategize, things might be fantastic, and you just want to share the good news. But if you're here and want some support, go ahead and raise your hand, and we'll do that. We're going to lead off first with, there's a question here. Let me just pull this up. Coming first to, let's see, I believe it's yes. So we're going to come first to Jesse. So Jesse's question, Jesse Pitcher, your question that says, when you're posting and it's a value post, we're talking social media, which we did a lot of that on Monday. Monday's call was super rich, guys. Lots of juicy gems in there. If you haven't yet listened to that, or if you want to go back and listen again. She says this, when you're posting and it's a value post, right? In other words, a recipe or a quote or something informational, do you still use some of your business hashtags? And what about when posting a testimonial? How about the same? I always use a family hashtag when posting a family event, but the same group of about four business types hashtag for the 80% post. Is that okay? So a couple of thoughts. I love this question. Hashtags, which again, I mentioned this on Monday, is simply the pound sign and then a word or a phrase that connects to an idea, concept, a community, a gathering of people, right, that they're about that can draw community together. It's how you can find and grow your platform on some social media account. So a couple of thoughts. Number one, hashtags are irrelevant on Facebook. They don't matter, so I wouldn't use them there. Where they are valuable significantly is on Instagram and Twitter. Not sure about LinkedIn. I don't spend a lot of time there. Maybe one of you can weigh in on that. I mean, again, it won't hurt you to add the hashtag. It just, like on Facebook, there's just nothing that really happens with that there, so I wouldn't use the space for it in that case. So to your question, is would I put it on my informational, my value-based quotes every single time? Right? That's when I use them the most, is if I'm sharing a quote or an idea, then I'm going to use several hashtags. And I use a lot of the same ones, and then I mix it up a little bit based on if it's a more business-type related post or if it's more personal-based or life coaching-esque, that type of thing. But I invite you to have a hashtag that's going to be, like, branded to you. That's totally fine. Or say the event you're doing right now, like in Sales Summit, people to enter to win can hashtag Sales Summit and my name in their posts, and that's how we'll find them at large and give away some different drawings and things, which is one of the topics we talked about on Monday. So you can have some specific to you, but I would also use general ones. So, for instance, if you're in health of any kind, whether you're a fitness instructor or you sell health-related products or something like that, I would use hashtags that are broad and general, like health, healthy, hashtag yoga, get fit, those types of things. And then you might have very specific things that you want to hashtag as well, which is just fine. But, yes, do I put them on those types of posts? Absolutely. And I think that's really smart to be doing so, is that you utilize those as a way that you can gather community. So as other people that are, say, interested in yoga, or maybe your thing is golf and you're doing that, or poetry, or, you know, success or personal growth or whatever your things are that you're up to, is I would be using a specific, I'd use general hashtags and then specific hashtags within your posting for sure. I love also the idea of sharing testimonials. I think one thing I'd like to elaborate for just a moment that we didn't tuck in on Monday is we talked about gathering testimonials. We didn't really talk, though, or make the connection about sharing them. We talked about, of course, on your website. You can also share testimonials in a few other places that I think are wise to be aware of. I've seen people put a testimonial on the back of their business card. Really smart, right? You've seen testimonials on billboards. But I do think you can very much so use testimonials throughout your marketing on your social media as well. It's a great form of modeling, and I want to give you an example of someone that I've followed for a long time, and I think from a marketing perspective, it's brilliant. It's massively that's helped her build her, you know, over, I don't know, maybe it's even 2 million, but at least 1 million followers on Instagram, is a woman named Kayla Itzines, Itsines, if you want to go look at this. For even just, again, for marketing purposes, if you're inspired with what she's creating, cool. But from the perspective that she's built this entire platform really through an Instagram channel, right, it's most of her advertising. And what she's selling, now she has an app as technology's evolved. But for many years, she was selling what, you know, her guides, and they're just PDF downloads. But she marketed them and sold them for maybe $20, $30, bikini body type stuff and getting healthy and fit. But one thing she's done phenomenally well is regularly sharing with her platform the before and after photo. That always is a powerful way because it's a lot of just regular people like you and me, so it's highly relatable, who've gone through a big transformation, and we can visibly see it with our eyes in a second as we're scrolling through. But the consistency that she's sharing those are awesome. You're going to see multiple of those in a week. And that, again, it's a form of marketing called modeling. But she's modeling for you what's possible. And if you buy her program, then, wow, look, you too could lose that weight from post-baby or get firm and tone or whatever age. And she has a wide spectrum. But if you go back and scroll her account, she's been doing that for years. She has a very thriving business and platform. But a lot of it is she's just had people who've gone through her guides or her program, a testimonial, without writing it. It's just a visual, like, you know, left-hand photo is the before shot, right-hand photo is the after. And they might have written in their own caption that she's reposting, hey, Kayla's program, BBG as it's called, has totally changed my life. And there's a whole community that will use this hashtag of hers and a couple of others in this fitness and health world, right? I think it's a very powerful way. Now, do you want to do that every day? No. But even if you did it once a week or even once a month, absolutely. For people that I've coached that are professional organizers and they've shared before and after shots of their space, before and after is a really powerful way. Now, not all of you are going to have before and after photos of your clientele, but you could absolutely share their picture or their written word testimonial on your social media as well. So I think that's incredibly wise as a way that you're reinforcing your brand and the outcome that you help people create as a result of working with you, of doing your course, of doing your program, and how that, you know, of course, naturally inspires other people to do that. Awesome. Let me just make sure that's still recording. Good. Okay, for any of you that are live here, do you have a question? If not, I'm going to go to our Facebook group because we had a couple of people share there. I'm just watching the monitor. So let me pull that up. But in the meantime, if, again, you want to pop your hand up, press the asterisk or star sign and then the number 2. Go ahead and raise your hand on your computer. So let me just pop in. I've been logged off, so it takes me just a second to go to our group. Okay, so a couple of questions in our group. Karen submitted this thought and this question. She said, I realized I actually know a news anchor for a local TV station. I'm almost positive she went through the infertility journey, too. I know nothing about hierarchy at a station. Is my ask that she make an introduction to the content manager? So my 2 cents would be, piggybacking off week 4, is I would nourish that relationship, right? Is I'd grab tea, grab coffee, go to lunch, reach out, and simply connect with her. And in the process of that connecting and nourishing is find out what she is up to, and then you share, hey, I'm really passionate. You share your mission. Always lead with your mission, right? The purpose, the why. Is I would share, I'm really passionate about helping other women and couples navigate the fertility journey. With all that I've gone through and so forth, and I really want to help get my message out there in a bigger way. But I would nourish that relationship first. And then as you send her a thank you note or follow-up note, if it didn't organically or naturally come up that way, with you together, then I would make the ask after you've nourished the relationship. I think it's okay to ask directly. It's just if it's someone you haven't connected for a while. Again, connection is the heartbeat of all of your businesses. That's true for me. It's true for you. It's true for every single one of us, right? So I would make a reach out and connect first, and then I would ask if it doesn't organically come up, but if it, as you're meeting or gathering, right? And even if you connect just simply online and email back and forth, is then I would make that ask and say, I'm really passionate about sharing this message with more people around finding peace. And here's some of the key things that helped me in my personal journey as well. And I'd love to share it. Is there a way that I could meet with your producer or who would decide that? Right, as I would connect into that. If you want anything else more on that, by all means, Karen, feel free to let me know. Karen also asked a great question. I just want a separate question earlier in the week, following up from Monday's course, that I just want to highlight while we're here, is she asked the question around scheduling your post. You know, batch them. Do I use a scheduler to load up all of my content posts on social media? There are schedulers you can use. The only one I've ever used is called Hootsuite, H-O-O-T-S-U-I-T-E. There's another one I've heard of called Buffer. There's several different varieties like that. But Hootsuite, what it means is, like, I could go in on, say, you know, Sunday night and load up a whole week's of content or a whole month, and then it would just naturally hit. I have used that service for my business page on Facebook and Twitter in the past. I haven't done it for a couple of years. It's just fine to do it, but that's not how I do it now, right? It's most often what I am utilizing or doing is I'm preparing a week's worth of content at a time. That has helped me significantly is to see my week at a glance. A lot of times for the month, I'm clear, like this month I'm going to be talking more about marketing and sales because it ties into my course. So I'm going to be sharing lots of tips and gems and ideas in my posts that tie into that theme. February, I took on the theme of self-love and self-care and had more themes relate back to that topic, right? So I like to know that from a content perspective, but then I just gather and map it out. And then I know each day what's getting shared. And I already have the images. Oftentimes I have the language typed out or written out. Not always. Sometimes I just have a gist or a concept that I've jotted down that then I'm going to elaborate to. But I think I love the conversation around batching. It goes back to week three when we talk about productivity and time management is time blocking, right? Is coming into it from that perspective is something that I think is really valuable to consider and to look at. There was also, okay, Jamie Lish asked this question in our Facebook group for our call today to address. She says this, she says, I'm being pulled to make a move and 95% of the time I'm super excited about it. I've decided to move to NOLA from Boise within about 3 to 6 months. I know I'm ready for a change and have been, I assume, here for almost 3 years. 5% of the time I get super scared and fearful and start playing the what if game. What if I'm leaving a good situation and going to one that is less good? What if I end up with bad neighbors? What if I don't really like it there? What if? Can you address this and help me move from fear to action, even though I am taking lots of action? I know in the end I'll end up doing it anyway, despite the fear, but I'd like to get out of my head over this as much as I can. Okay, so anytime you're on the cusp of making change, the fear of the unknown is the deepest fear every single one of us makes. Or ever feels, right? I mean, all of us can relate to that, whether you're live or listening to this recording. The reality is that the fear of the unknown is what can be incredibly paralyzing for a lot of us. Is we've heard the phrase, the devil we know versus the devil we don't, right? It's comfort zone over what is leaving what's familiar to the unknown. I remember years ago reading this beautiful book by a Jewish woman. She's a Jewish woman physician named Dr. Rachel Remen. She's a fantastic author of a book called Kitchen Table Wisdom and one called My Grandfather's Blessing. And I learned this through this book of hers. I never had put this together before. And she's talking about how her grandfather taught her this really important lesson from the Holy Bible in the Old Testament. And as the parable goes, there is this leader by the name of Moses who, and whether you're Christian or Jewish or not, you're going to still understand this universal lesson. But Moses is this leader of these people who are in bondage in Egypt under a really intense leader, a Pharaoh. And they pray and they beg and they plead to be free, right? They're in slavery. And they know God has promised them this, quote, promised land. And for 40 years, right? For some of you aren't even 40 years old, right? It's like that's a lot of time. Where it's like they have struggled and hoped and wished and prayed and wanted and hoped and wished and prayed and begged. And as it goes, finally, they're given their freedom to go from Egypt into their promised land. Well, they don't get too far down the path of leaving bondage, leaving slavery, before they start looking over their shoulder and wondering and murmuring. And things like, oh my gosh, what are we doing out here in the wilderness, right? They're in between what's familiar to where they're going, that unknown space. And it's like, and every day their food is provided for them. But it's not like they've got, you know, stockpiles in their cupboards. They're having to live in the moment. And they have to live into the present. And they have to lean into a lot of trust. And what I love is what she teaches in her book, My Grandfather's Blessings, that her grandfather taught her, is that same similarity comes up for all of us. We learn that lesson is sometimes, even if we've been in slavery, maybe it's a bad relationship or a job or something. And sometimes it's not even bad. It's just that you know, hey, I've outgrown this, or this isn't right for me. It's time to move on, or I really want to create this new thing. But it's natural to feel uncomfortable leaning into the unknown, because just like those Israelites, they started complaining and moaning and wishing, well, at least in Egypt, we knew where we were going to sleep. We knew what we were going to eat. Quickly forgetting all the slavery they had prayed themselves out of, but because they were in this new territory, a lot of uncertainty and discomfort came up. So know that that's normal for all of us on the path of change. Isn't that such a good reminder, such a great parable? I have a video on my YouTube channel, if any of you'd like to watch it, called one called Getting Out of the Funk, when you feel like you're in a funk, which is not Jamie's share. And another one, though, that talks about managing fear, overcoming fear. And so I think to you, the other thing that I feel really strongly, Jamie, that I want to make sure you hear from your question is spending time in prayer / meditation. For me, that's where where I create the quiet, is I just know that when I'm speaking, quiet goes with speaking. I might have light music on in the background. I might be making a meal, doing up the dishes. I might be meditating. I might be in yoga class. I might be in the woods. But I'm usually unplugged. There's not a lot of noise, and I can just exhale and just kind of take a deep breath and just tune into and feel into what feels right for me. I think you understand the what-if game, right, is a lot of that anxiousness, what-if, what-if, what-if. Just lean in and ask yourself, is this right for me? And if it is, then honor that. I think you're aware that no matter where you live, there will be positive things and there will be challenges. Similar to no matter where you work, or who you date or marry, there's going to be a lot of positive and there will be some trade-offs. There will be some weather trade-offs, cultural trade-offs, some great gains and some things you might miss. And that's normal. But I think what matters is that if you feel drawn to going and that feels right to you, honor it. And just know that part of the change process is you're going to feel some degree of discomfort. Awesome stuff. I'm going to address, Shannon had a question also in our Facebook group. I addressed it here lightly, but I just want to elaborate just a little bit. She talks about, from last week, the conversation around branding. She said, what are your thoughts on hiring a professional company to do your website, logo, etc.? Is it worth the cost while you're trying to start a new business? Right? I don't know anything about building a website, and I know I could figure it out with all the online templates and so forth, but what about that trade-off of time and energy? So my 2 cents to that is when you're brand new to business, and it, of course, would depend what your business is, right? But if you're brand new to business, I would not put your energy into building a website. I'd put your energy into connecting some more. I'd go to the networking group. I'd go to different events. I'd have a lot of lunch and tea, coffee with people. I would host things. I'd gather people. I would email. I would share. I would just spend 90% of my time in a startup phase of a business or anything you're launching directly in the energy of connecting and nourishing relationships and letting people know what you're up to. Do I think a website's valuable? Sure, absolutely. But for myself, I had several and many coaching clients as a brand new business owner out on my own, hustling to make some things happen long before I had a website. And a website's great, but I just, again, it's where do you put your time and the cost and so forth. You can find sometimes college students, and yes, there are sometimes done-for-you websites. I have an amazing website designer if anyone wants a recommendation, but there is a cost investment, right? Like even last year when I up-leveled my website, I'm at a different point of business than you are. So that made sense for me to make a significant investment to basically rebuild a whole new website from scratch. So my 2 cents is I would connect heavily, if again, especially if cash is really tight, is that I'd put your energy into connecting and nourishing. And then yes, if you want to start a blog, I think you've got one. If you want to start adding some things there, you could. And I think a website's great even if you just did a simple one page. So maybe you don't have a fully robust 7-page site with all these links and so forth. But a simple landing page, you could probably have someone help you get up for, again, if you're super clear and specific, maybe $300 to $500, that type of thing, instead of more like $5,000 to $10,000 for a full robust website, right? It's a simple one page. It's you, picture of your family, you're sharing your why, your purpose, and your opt-in box, right? Number one purpose of a website is your opt-in box, is to build an email list, right? Isn't to have the prettiest platform, it's to gather names and emails, right? With what you're seeing, what I'm doing with Sales Summit, I mean, they're getting massive, like a massive influence of positive training for free. However, it's exchanged for their name and email. And we're growing my list and nourishing relationships. At the same time, we're delivering a ton of value. So it's a win-win-win, right? But the most important piece of me having a website is growing that email list, right? And I'd even say with social, I'm regularly inviting and sharing, like, hey, join this thing. It's growing your own home court advantage. So could you, if you are going to put one up, I would, but I just do for right now, especially with cash being a little bit sensitive and tight, I do a one-page landing page and have it be short and sweet, but simple, descriptive, inspiring, click here to contact me for more information type thing I think could support you. I think I've addressed all the questions in our Facebook group, so I'm going to log off of and out of our group. Okay. So the handful of you that are here live, if you'd like some coaching support or anything you'd like to share, maybe there's something that you're learning, if there's anything that you'd like, now's the time to raise your hand or raise it on, again, your monitor, press star and the two sign, or on your webcast, click raise my hand. I'm also okay if you don't want to. I don't want you to feel pushed into it, right? So it's something that I also want you to feel supported if there is something that I can serve and support you with. If not, we can go ahead and wrap early, because I don't want to force anyone to speak up. So I'll give that about a minute. If you raise your hand, awesome. If not, I will wrap us up for the week. Okay, so we will wrap up for this week, and I am just going to wrap up with a thought and a quote. It comes from yesterday's training in the Sales Summit conversation, and there's two thoughts I want to share with you, particularly in the thought process that we are in. We're in regularly, right? I had this conversation. I was with some friends at a basketball game the other night, and this conversation came up about the coaching and the life, the work that I do and the life that I live. And it's like, oh, you just seem so calm all the time and all these things. And I said, you know, sometimes that's accurate and sometimes I'm a hot mess. But what I've learned is to develop some awesome centering practices that help bring me back to center. And I just want to share that because I think that's something that's applicable anytime, any day, any year, right, that we're in, is knowing what nourishes you and knowing what centers you and what a difference that makes. Because it's not about having it all figured out. It's not about it being perfect. As you heard me say in the very first week of our coaching course together here, is it's not about perfection. It is about commitment. And to have certain practices that bring you back to center, bring you home, if you will, within yourself. Things on the spiritual front for me, things like prayer and meditation, reading and journaling. Spending time in that reflective space and connecting with my higher power is a go-to for me. There's other things like moving my body, exercise, yoga, decluttering my space, spending time in my joy list, doing things that nourish me, getting enough rest and sleep, taking time to serve and connect with other people, right? I've got this, in essence, list, and you can make one too. I'd invite you to, is like, what centers me? What nourishes me? That was my word for 2018, was nourish, both myself and others, is to have those go-tos, is because all of us, similar to that parable I mentioned, we go through different things in life. Some days and some moments, it's like, life is beautiful and amazing. And some days and some moments, life is hard and it's messy. And sometimes I feel really confident, and sometimes I feel really insecure. And I get to navigate all of that terrain, just like the rest of you. And so it isn't about perfection, and it's not about having it all figured out and always seeing some cool, calm, and collected. It is 100% about that we have some practices and principles, whether you want to call that your emotional toolkit or spiritual kit or, you know, your self-care practices that help ground you and anchor you. When I'm living what I coach, I'm pretty much rocking it and thriving. But I'm still a human and I'm not perfect at it, right? So I'm pretty dang good with my morning ritual, for instance. But sometimes my fitness or my movement, I'll be on it and I'm off, I'm on it, I'm off. Sometimes my home is really like flowing and in good space, and sometimes it's disorganized. And if I'll lean into and live some of the principles that we know work, then I definitely feel a different experience. And so I just remind you of that, that it's coming back to what nourishes you, what grounds you. Morning ritual, your joy list, right? Time in nature, moving your body, prayer, meditation. Maybe it's energy work. Whatever your things are that help you is to know that, that you can rest and trust yourself and trust the toolbox that you're building. And see, that's a lot of, then yesterday what I was sharing is about having your own energy economy. Is your energy directly influences your sales. How you feel in your own skin influences your relationships. How you feel, right, with you directly touches everything else. And so it's the consciousness to be abundant that you invest in the vessel, you being the vessel. And so I just love that reminder. And the second thing I just want to wrap up with is similar to what I shared there yesterday too, is just the potency of the question of what decisions do I need to make? What actions do I need to take? It's becoming to that is you already have a lot of knowledge. It's just tuning in to saying, what do I need right now, right? What do I need most for myself personally, my business? What am I drawn to? It's just tuning into that and making some of those decisions. I love, since we met last Wednesday and we had that conversation with Claudia, who I know isn't here live but listening hopefully to this recording, we asked her to be accountable to get moving every day for the month of March for at least 15 minutes. Could be more, but at least 15 minutes a day she'd be accountable to. And in that accountability, I put myself on the same hook, and then I put it on a Facebook post for those of you that wanted to join in. And several of you said yes to that. Well, I'm happy to report that in the last 7 days, I've gotten moving every single day. Sometimes I had a great workout at the gym on Saturday, had another one yesterday. The other days, I just went on great walks for 15 to 25 minutes. Some days it literally was 15 minutes. That's what I had. But I just loved that accountability, and I know and I've seen and felt the difference that it makes. But I love that in this group, we just helped her make a decision. And she already knew, and she was hemming and hawing and resistance. Well, yeah, but with this, and sometimes I'm busy with my business or busy being a mom. And it's like, I understand all that, but nothing moves until you make a decision. And so I just invite all of us to look at that. What decisions do I need to make about my health, about my home, about my business, about my relationship? I find that the hardest part is making the decision, right? Like, how many times have you even, those times I've even sat in the gym parking lot, like hemming and hawing, screwing around on my phone, rather than just like, we're going in that joint and we're going to do a workout today. The hard part's the decision. Once you're there and once you're doing it, it's not that hard. It's the doing isn't the hard part. It's the deciding to. So I just hold that space for you as you're in this place, whatever might be up for you that comes to you, is to honor that and to move it forward. I wish you a great rest of your week. I'm so excited for what's on tech for Monday. Monday, we're going to do a deep dive into your sales funnel. If you ever are tired of riding the income roller coaster and you'd like a more consistent lead flow, it's everything to do with your sales funnel. And I teach a 4-tier process of how you can be nourishing people through your marketing funnel and variety of ideas and options that can help you do that. So have a great rest of your day, great rest of your week, and I'll look forward to connecting with you Monday. Feel free to show up on our Facebook group if there's additional questions that you have or support that you're needing. Would love to support you. All right, everyone. Have a great day. We'll connect soon.